Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Election 2020. Joining me is Nate Gross, Policy Director of Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, we've been working on our voter guide that's available at nebraskavoterguide.com. Listeners can find a personalized ballot, learn where candidates stand. We have a prayer guide that's available. All of these resources are at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. But we have a special announcement today. Tonight, listeners can join us for the launch of our election video series.
Karen, this election is so important, and conversations that you and I are having every day, we're getting a lot of questions. How should Christians think about politics? How should Christians vote? How can we engage with the political process in a Christ-honoring way? And so we want to help people think critically about these difficult issues and questions. And so tonight, we are going to be having an enlightening and informative discussion about biblical principles for political engagement. And we're thrilled to get to have that conversation with some of the leading experts on these very questions. We'll have David Clausen with the Family Research Council, who literally wrote the book on biblical principles for political engagement. And we'll also have Professor Rick Duncan, a First Amendment scholar and constitutional law professor at the University of Nebraska College of Law. And you can join us tonight on Facebook at 7:30 and learn more about what biblical principles for political engagement looks like, even in a very difficult and tumultuous time. We believe that believers have such a key role to play in this election, so we hope that you will join us.
Join us on Facebook, Nebraska Family Alliance Facebook, for Episode 1, Biblical Principles for Political Engagement, this evening from 7:30 to 8 p.m. Central Time. Next Thursday on the 8th, we will have another Facebook video to discuss the gambling issues that will be on your ballot. And on the 15th, we will gather for a statewide evening of prayer for the elections.